Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly all in red, and the corn market is just as weak as any market up here, and that sort of continues the pattern to the downside. I suspect that traders just don't believe much of what the USDA indicated on corn last week. The cattle market, though, is where more weakness is really being seen. And even though we have a West Coast strike settlement, so to speak, I'm hearing out of the ports that it could take nearly 2 months to unwind all the backlog that they have. So that's kind of interesting because you'll see further shipping delays here yet for a little bit longer, even though we're resolving that labor strike situation. And, of course, when you look at the cattle market, while the hog market is higher on the settlement of the port strikes on the West Coast, because pork does go out of the West Coast a fair amount of it, the cattle market's not really responding in that fashion. You know, you have to look at this cattle market cold storage report showing, despite the tight fed cattle supplies, that we have a massive buildup in the frozen stocks, and that frozen beef stocks to record high levels. And then you take that and you also put on fact the cattle on feed report, marketing's at 91%. That's not real friendly. And then you have the fact that the beef packers are basically controlling the slaughter pace in an attempt to try to shore up their wholesale beef prices, which maybe isn't working super well just yet. And then you've got the placements number of that cattle on feed report, and it showed less placements than what the trade was expecting, or I should say more placements than what the trade was expecting. And that's actually a little bit on the negative side, but more so it was tipped towards heavyweight yearling cattle being placed. That was up 3% from a year ago. Certainly not a friendly thing either. So all that spells that we should see in the fat market, April and June cattle more weak, and in the feeders, of course, nothing here to really be supportive to that market here today. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.